scripture reading, our gospel reading for this evening is one of the longest gospel readings in the church's lectionary. But it draws out the basic point of the Bible, of sacred scripture. And that basic point is that it's not so much our search for God, but it's God's search for us. That's what the Gospels and sacred scripture are all about. And that's what we see sort of drawn out in our gospel this evening. It's this search, Christ's search, Christ's relentless searching for. And we have this interesting scene of the Samaritan woman by the well. And it just draws out this idea that Christ is looking for us. He's searching for us. There's a couple interesting points from the gospel. The first point is that Christ chooses to journey through Samaria. So biblical scholars point out that a pious Jew traveling from the south to the north would actually travel around Samaria to get up to the north. Christ doesn't care. He travels through Samaria, and he stays in Samaria. Another sort of jarring scene, and it gets drawn out in the gospel, is the fact that given the context of the time, that our Lord is speaking publicly with this woman. And the disciples sort of draw this out when they say, kind of after they come back with food, what's going on here? And an interesting detail that goes sometimes not really drawn out is the idea that it's noon, right? The gospel starts out, it's noon, and our Lord sits down because he's exhausted from journeying. That's the hottest time of the day, or pretty close to. Normally, when water is retrieved, it's retrieved in the morning and in the evening, in the coolest times of the day. So that little detail will reveal to us, and we learn later in the scriptures about, you know, the nature of this woman. She's a public sinner. So all throughout the Gospels, we hear the accusation that our Lord, you know, dines and is with sinners, and this is part of it. She's ashamed to be together with others, and so she comes when she thinks that no one will be at the well. She comes in the hottest time of the day. But our Lord begins this conversation with, "Hey, I'm thirsty. Could you give me a drink?" Right, and that's foreshadowing. That's an echo of our Lord's great "I thirst" from the cross. And the whole scene, you know, is true on so many levels and on much deeper levels. Our Lord echoes this "I thirst" from the cross when he asks the Samaritan woman, "Could I have a drink?" What's our Lord up to? Our Lord wants to, and this is true for each one of us. It's not enough that our Lord wants to fix what's broken. It's not enough that our Lord wants to sort of clean us of our sins, to make us holy and as we were meant to be. Our Lord wants to share his life with us. And that's this image of the well. The well is this very well-known image to the Jewish people, because so many important things have happened around the well. So when this scene is unfolding, it's infused with meaning. Isaac, Jacob, Moses, these great individuals of salvation history, all find their wives at a well. And it's alluding to this marriage scene, because one of the things that we call the church, the bride of Christ. And the Old Testament speaks about how our Creator seeks to wed us. And that's what marriage is. It's meant to be this most perfect ideal of sharing life with another. And that's what God wants. God wants to share his life with us. And we're going to hear in the liturgy of the Mass so ardently, This is the words of the Mass. So ardently did Christ thirst for her faith that he kindled in her the fire of divine love. So our Lord is relentless in his search, right? He comes to share his life with us, but it doesn't stop there. And this is the challenging part of religion, of the faith. Precisely that, it's Christ calls us to a way of life. He calls us to something, and that can be challenging, and that can require conversion, right? Because our Lord doesn't shy away from the fact. You know, he kind of leads into it subtly. He says, you know, she says, I desire this eternal water, this divine water. I desire this, you know, this life that you are sharing. And our Lord says, okay, well, call your husband, right? And it's this scene of, oh, well, I don't have a husband. And then and our Lord's like, I know. The life that our Lord calls us to is a life of radically following what Jesus Christ has revealed as what brings us happiness and human flourishing. St. Augustine, he draws out this, at the image of the well is meant to represent all the things that we chase after for satisfaction that keep us from Christ. All right, so this image of the well, you know, we chase after these things that bring us satisfaction, but they keep us from Christ. We chase after, and then we get thirsty. They don't fully satisfy, and so we go back to the well, and we are thirsty again, and then we go back to the well. There are things in life that don't fully satisfy us, that we chase after, that keep us from the Lord. And so our Lord draws this out, and he asks the woman at the well, he asks each one of us, what is our well, right? What is the thing that we are chasing after for satisfaction that actually takes us further from the Lord and leaves us still thirsty? What is the well? What is our well? And then get rid of it. Right? Our Lord challenges us like that. Get rid of it. Return to me, right? And that's how the scene wraps up. It's this beautiful scene, which must have brought so much joy to Christ's heart, because the Samaritan woman responds with such love. She basically runs from her old way of life. She runs from the well. And this little detail, she leaves the water jar behind. She doesn't care about, you know, these earthly things anymore. She runs from her old way of life, and she acts as one of the first disciples. She goes into this city and she says, "Hey, come! I've found the anointed one, the Christ." And our Lord then has this sort of side conversation with his disciples where he's talking about evangelization, and he says that, you know, the harvest is abundant, and he says, some sow and others reap. And in her heart, our Lord just sowed the seeds of life, the life-giving water, and she's run into the city already and beginning to spread the message. And already the harvest is being brought in. One soul can make a difference. And this brings joy to our Lord's heart. The conversion of this Samaritan woman. She turns to the Lord, and then all of her friends, her neighbors, who she's brought to Christ, they have this moment where they turn to her and say, you know, basically, you know, thank you for bringing us here, but now we believe because we have encountered the Christ, we've encountered the Lord, and you've enabled that, and we no longer need your testimony because we have the life-giving water welling up within us now. So thank you for bringing us to this moment. And that's what our Lord calls us to also, right? He, He's relentless for us. He wants to share his divine life with us. He challenges us to live according to the way that he's revealed and his church is revealed. And then he sends us on mission in order to share this life-giving water with others.